Tell us a story, Mother, said the youngest kitten but three. You've heard all my stories, said the mother cat, sleepily turning over in the hay. Then make a new one, said the youngest kitten, so pertly that Mrs. Buff boxed her ears at once. But she laughed too. Did you ever hear a cat laugh? People say that cats often have occasion to do it. I do know one story, she said, but I'm not sure that it's true, though it was told me by a most respectable brindle gentleman, a great friend of my dear mother's. He said he was a second cousin 29 times removed of Mrs. Tabby White, the lady the story is about. Oh, do tell it, said all the kittens, sitting up very straight and looking at their mother with green, anxious eyes. Very well, she said kindly. Only if you interrupt, I shall leave off. So there was silence in the barn, except for Mrs. Buff's voice and the soft sound of pleased purring which the kittens made as they listened to the enchanting tale. Mrs. Tabby White seems to have been as clever a cat as ever went rat-catching in a pair of soft-soled shoes. She always knew just where a mouse would peep out of the wainscot, and she had her soft, sharp paw on him before he had time to know that he was not alone in the room. She knew how to catch nice breakfasts for herself and her children, a trick I will teach you, my dears, when the spring comes. She used to lie quite quietly among the ivy on the wall, and then take the baby birds out of the nest when the grown-up birds had gone to the grub shop. Mrs. Tabby White was very clever, as I said, so clever that presently she was not satisfied with being at the very top of the cat profession. Cat people have more sense than human people, of course, she said to herself. But still there are some things one might learn from them. I must watch and see how they do things. So next morning, when the cook gave Mrs. Tabby White her breakfast, she noticed that cook poured the milk out of a jug into a saucer. That afternoon, Tabby felt thirsty. But instead of putting her head into the jug and drinking in the usual way, you know, she tilted up the jug to pour the milk out as she had seen the cook do. But cats' paws, though they are so strong to catch rats and mice and birds, are too weak to hold big brown jugs. The nasty, deceitful jug fell off the dress and broke itself. Just to spite me, I do believe, said Mrs. Tabby. And the milk was all spilled. Now how on earth could that jug have been broken? Said cook when she came in. It must have been the cat, said the kitchen maid. And she was quite right, but nobody believed her. Then Mrs. Tabby White noticed the human people slept in big, soft-cushioned white beds instead of sleeping on the kitchen hearth rug or in the barn like cat people. So she said to her children one evening, My dears, we are going to move into a new house. And the kittens were delighted, and they all went upstairs very quietly and crept into the very best human bed. But unfortunately, that bed had been got ready for a human uncle to sleep in, and when he found the cats there, he turned them out, not gently, and threw boots at them till they fled, pale with fright, to the ends of their pretty tails. And next morning he told the mistress of the house that horrid cats had been in his bed, and he vowed that he would never pass another night under a roof where such things were possible. Mrs. Tabby White was very glad, because no lady can wish for the visits of a person who throws boots at her. But the mistress of the house said sadly, Oh, Tabby, you have lost us a fortune. And Tabby, for all her cleverness, didn't understand what the mistress meant, but went on purring proudly and wondering what clever thing she could do next. And I don't know what it meant either, so don't you interrupt with silly questions. I think we ought to wear shoes, was the next thing Mrs. Tabby White said. But all the human shoes were too big for her. However, there was a nice pair of salmon-coloured kid shoes, quite new, belonging to the human child's big doll.